Many people expected that by this morning, the day after Super Tuesday, we would know the presidential nominees of one party, maybe both. Not going to happen. To talk about what did happen on Super Tuesday, NPR's Cokie Roberts joins us once again this morning for analysis. Cokie, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
And let's talk first about the Republicans. John McCain did win a lot of victories yesterday.
He did indeed, and he now has, according to NPR's projections, 613 delegates of the 1,191 needed for nomination. So he's in good shape. He's over half. He's on his way. And he was he had a huge benefit from the fact that Rudy Giuliani had convinced the state committees of several big states to change their rules so that the primaries were winner-take-all primaries. So any place big that McCain won, he won all the delegates.
Even if he only got 30, 35, 40% of the vote.
And so that was very helpful to him. And that's something that certainly was not the case on the Democratic side, where you have these proportional delegates allocations, or in some cases, some proportional by state, some proportional by congressional district. So what we are projecting for the Democrats this morning is Hillary Clinton with 845, Obama with 765 out of the 2,025 needed. Now, Steve, New Mexico stopped counting at 5 o'clock this morning, saying they wanted to go to sleep. They'll start again later today, but at the moment, some 70 votes separate Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in New Mexico.
Well, let's talk about these delegates a little bit more, particularly on the Republican side. John McCain, you said, is more than half the way to the delegates that he would need for the nomination, and these delegates are the people who, formally at least, will decide who is the nominee of the party. Why would we not say that John McCain has it cinched?
Well, I think he pretty much does, in truth, but there are more primaries to go. Mike Huckabee had a surprising showing yesterday, doing very well, particularly in southern states where the evangelical vote was enormous, over 70% in several of the states. And conservatives, who are, after all, the bulk of the Republican Party, don't like John McCain still. And so 60% of the people who voted yesterday called themselves conservative in the Republican votes, and he didn't win them. So there's still some question mark.
And
there.
Still a scenario where conservatives who do not like John McCain could rally
it's
behind?
It's hard to see. And it's hard to see how Mitt Romney stays in and whether his family lets him keep spending his money. But, he still doesn't have the delegates. Until he has the delegates, you can't say that it's over.
I suppose one possible scenario is McCain wins conservatives over. Another possible scenario might be like President Bush's father in 1992. He got his party's nomination, but conservatives were not enthused about that election.
Well, and that is always a possibility, particularly if people like Rush Limbaugh, who's been on a real tear against McCain, stays like that. But, they could stay home. That's the option there.
Now, let's talk about the delegates on the Democratic side. They're not all decided by these primaries and caucuses that we've been focusing on.
Not at all. There's this whole batch of elected officials and party officials called superdelegates, and they are officially uncommitted, although quite a few are committed, and those numbers that I just gave you include superdelegates. But they could switch, and they are being wooed, Steve. Valentine's Andy is showing up, all kinds of things to try to get those superdelegates. Some things to keep in mind. A lot of them have labor union connections, for instance, and the AFL-CIO has not endorsed. So there's some things that could happen to swing a big batch of superdelegates. But right now, the Democratic contest looks like it could go on for quite some time.
And let's just go through these numbers, if we could. 20% of them are superdelegates, these officials and other people?
About that. I think that's right.
And does that mean that you could end up with this, there's 80% decided in the primaries and caucuses. You've got two strong candidates. Could they both end up with less than majority and it gets decided by these delegates?
Or just decided at the convention, where you can see a scenario where the credentials committee becomes the most important people in the Democratic Party as
deciding
they decide
who gets in.
Whether to seat Michigan, for instance, or Florida, two states that have been outlawed by the Democrats for the moment because they broke the rules and had their primaries at the wrong time. So all kinds of scenarios are possible. What's probable is that Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama will win the majority of delegates sometime before May.
Cokie, great to see you. NPR's Cokie Roberts.